The Little Mermaid makes a friend. Far out at sea, near the island of Charico, a mermaid splashed about with her friends. She loved to come to the surface and look around. Playing swim and seek was a perfect excuse to poke her head above water and catch a glimpse of the bright green island jutting upwards towards the bright blue sky. "Kaya, what are you doing?" one of the other mermaids cried out. "You know what your father said about going above the surface. What if someone sees you?" "No one can see me way out here," Kaya protested. "Besides, aren't you a little bit curious about the strange people who float past on those enormous, what are they called again? Forts?" her friend Myra asked. "No, I remember boats," Kaya replied, smiling. "Still, the king will be furious if any of the royal guards tell him that we were up here. It's not safe, and you know it. That's just so hard to believe. How can anyone who can sail the seas in such amazing boats be bad?" Kaya asked, though she followed Myra into the deeper water just to be safe. The next day, the palace chef called for one of his helpers to go harvest some kelp for the kitchen. Kaya saw her chance to go up. "I'll go. I was going for a swim anyway. I'll be happy to bring some back. And I know just where to find the best kelp," she thought mischievously, looking behind her to make sure no one was following her. Kaya made her way to the surface, looking around quickly to see if any of the people or their boats were in sight. Deciding it was safe, she leaped through the waves, stopping when she came to one of the small islands. This island had a beautiful lagoon made from the high walls of rock that formed an inviting reef pool in front of a white sandy beach. Kaya rode the waves to shore, letting them carry her right up onto the sand. It was wonderful to have this secret beach all to herself. She was still safe, but she could at least pretend that she was going to spend the day with real people. She imagined what they would do when they got together, dancing and dining, talking and laughing. "Why does my father insist that I have to stay away from people?" she said out loud.
"You don't,"
someone answered. Kaya cried out in fright. She turned and saw a boy her age walking towards her, and she scrambled for the safety of the waves.
"Wait, don't go,"
he cried. But Kaya dove headfirst into the water, kicking furiously with her tail to get away. Her heart was pounding in her chest. Father had been right. That was terrifying. That human boy appeared out of nowhere, just like magic. What if humans could move with magic? They were all in danger, just like she'd always been told. When she was far away, Kaya rose up and looked back at her beloved lagoon. The boy was still there, watching the water for any sign of her. She shrank back down a little lower, but the boy waved excitedly as soon as he saw her.
"Please come back. I want to be your friend," he called,
his hands on either side of his mouth so he could shout above the crashing of the waves. Kaya hesitated. She wasn't supposed to be at the surface, so she was pretty sure she wasn't to talk to the boy. But what if everyone was wrong about humans? What if they were really nice? She swam a little closer, still keeping far enough away that the waves wouldn't toss her on the shore. She watched the boy carefully to make sure he didn't try to swim out to her.
"My name is Tui," he called. "What's yours?"
"Kaya," she answered.
"Are you a fish?"
he asked, but she shook her head. "I'm a mermaid."
"Mermaids aren't real. My parents told me so," Tui shouted to her.
"Yes, we are. And my parents told me humans are bad," she answered, a little angry about being told she wasn't real. "No, we're not," Tui answered, sounding just as upset as she was. Kaya was confused. Her parents had told her humans were bad, but Tui's parents had told them that mermaids weren't even real. Something wasn't right. "I can prove mermaids are real, but you can't prove people aren't bad. I was told they tried to capture us or even hurt us," Kaya said, feeling a little braver.
I've never done that. I don't know anyone else who has either. Besides, if people say mermaids don't exist, how would they try to catch them and hurt them?
I guess that's true, she answered. Kaya swam a little closer to shore. Tui climbed up on one of the high rocks that made a circle around the lagoon, sitting crisscross so he could talk to her. The two of them talked for the longest time, asking each other questions and getting to know each other. They talked about their favorite things, what they learned about in school, what they wanted to be when they grew up, and more. Kaya couldn't remember the last time she had so much fun.
What?
Tui asked, laughing in surprise.
You eat kelp? I've never heard of anyone eating that before.
It's delicious. You have to try it sometime. Our chef makes the best.
Oh no!
I was supposed to bring him kelp a long time ago, Kaya cried, remembering her errand. I have to go.
Wait, will you come back tomorrow?
Tui asked hopefully.
I'll try,
she answered, grasping at the long, wide leaves of kelp as she went. When she got back to the palace, her parents were waiting for her and they did not look very happy.
Where have you been? You left such a long time ago.
Her mother cried with relief, giving her a hug.
I made a new friend and we started talking and I forgot about the time,
Kaya admitted, hoping they didn't ask her more.
A friend? Who was this friend? Wasn't a shark, was it?
Her father demanded, looking very worried.
Not exactly, she said.
Her parents stared at her as though they knew she was up to something.
She sighed and said, fine. I went to the surface and I met a human. But Mom, Dad, he was so nice and interesting and funny. Did you know humans don't think we're real? Isn't that hilarious?
The king and queen did not laugh. Instead, they sent Kaya to her room. That night, her parents came in to tell her goodnight. They were still unhappy, but at least they didn't seem mad.
Kaya,
her father began sternly.
You broke the rule about going up to the surface. We're very disappointed in you.
I know, Dad. I'm really sorry, but I just don't understand why it's forbidden. I actually met a human and he wasn't scary at all. I wish you'd meet him, Kaya pleaded.
My dear, you simply can't trust their kind,
her father said gently.
They're kind? So you're saying all of them are bad? That's ridiculous.
Her parents exchanged a worried look. Finally, her mother nodded.
We will meet this boy. Then we can tell you honestly how dangerous people are.
Mom, you're only going to meet him so you can prove he's bad? Someone you've never met?
I don't understand, Kaya said, starting to cry.
The next day, the king and queen exchanged worried looks as they set out from the palace with Kaya. Still, they had promised to at least meet this human before forbidding her to see him again. As they broke the surface of the water at the beautiful lagoon, to Kaya's surprise and horror, Tui was standing right on the beach where they met the day before, and there were dozens of humans with him. Was this a trap?
Kaya, wait! Don't be frightened!
Tui called out, smiling.
This is my family, and many of our friends from the other side of the island.
They didn't believe me when I said I met a mermaid.
Will they hurt us?
Kaya called back in fright, clinging to her parents.
Not at all. They want to meet you.
Tell them to stay back,
the king ordered.
We won't be tricked by their evil ways.
Tui looked hurt. Kaya felt bad for a moment.
Father, we will always hate each other if we don't learn to trust one another. Tui said they want to meet us. We have to try.
My dear, I don't see any weapons or any nets. And look, there are dolphins nearby to help us if this is indeed a trap, the queen said hopefully.
Fine, but if I tell you to swim away, you do it at once,
the king said, frowning. Kaya and her parents approached the rocks where Tui was already seated, his parents and his siblings standing behind him. He smiled brightly when the mermaids came closer.
My goodness, Son, I'm so sorry we laughed at you, his mother said, staring down at the mermaids in astonishment.
See, Tui said, I told you they were real. But you won't believe what they think of us. They think we want to hurt them.
What?
Tui's father asked.
That's ridiculous. Why would we do that? Perhaps it's because you hurt many of the creatures of the deep,
Kaya's father replied, sounding angry.
You throw your rubbish in our waters, you sail your boats on top of our delicate coral reefs, and you drag your nets through our waters.
But we have to eat, Tui's mother explained gently. I'm sorry. You must think we're horrible. But we eat fish. We do too, just as many other creatures in the sea do, the queen answered.
Yes, so you must be the ones that tear great holes in our nets to steal our fish,
Tui's father accused. Several of the people behind him began to shout in agreement.
But your nets sweep everything along, killing the animals that need to breathe air, knocking the sponges and sea fans from their ledges, destroying the life that lives down where you cannot see it. We only tear the nets when there's an animal in danger of drowning. We had no idea,
Tui's father said sadly.
So why should we believe you wish us no harm?
The king asked. Everyone was quiet. For a few seconds, Kaya thought it might be hopeless. How would everyone put aside what they'd been told about each other? How would they learn to get along if everyone believed these terrible things? We will just have to trust each other, Kaya finally said in a quiet but proud voice. Father, do you promise that the only time the mer people will interfere with the humans is to save the ocean?
I certainly do,
he replied. And do the humans promise that all of you will respect the ocean and its creatures? Even the mer people? She asked Tui and his family and friends. We promise, Tui parents said, followed by cheers of agreement from everyone behind them. His father turned to the people behind him and continued.
In fact, I hereby decree that no human is ever to harm a mermaid or merman, and all fishermen are to fix their nets at once so they do not trap or harm any sea creatures by mistake.
Everyone was so excited about this new friendship between the humans and the merpeople, and there were great feasts and parties for days and days. Over the years, Tui and Kaya's friendship grew until they eventually fell in love. But how can this work when I'm a mermaid and Tui is a human? She asked sadly, staring up at the sky from down deep in the ocean.
You know, I might have a way to do that,
a deep voice said. Just then, an inky octopus peered out of a low cave. You do? Kaya asked, feeling a little bit uncertain.
I could use my magic to give you legs, if you do something for me in return,
he said, his rumbling voice shaking his cave. Kaya was frightened. She never heard of something so strange as a mermaid having legs. But then again, it would mean she could live on land with Tui. But without her tail, how would she see her family or friends again? Worse, without her tail, how would she be herself? I don't think so, Kaya said proudly, smiling back at the octopus. I like who I am, and Tui likes me this way too. I don't need to change myself just to be happy. Instead, Kaya came up with an idea. Together, she and Tui built a house out over the water of her gorgeous lagoon. It had a door right in the floor that led to a pool inside the house. It was the most wonderful way for everyone, humans and mermaids alike, to live happily ever after. Thank you for listening to A Barely Bear Production.